On the night before you fulfill the mirror promise, Usher Shalom hosted a farewell dinner for his friends. They were eating the meal, Churchmen told the captives to eat. When they were preparing for the day of escape, they taught them many things as they drank the red wine and ate the bread made without yeast. They drank the red wine, drank the red wine. They drank the red wine and ate the bread made without yeast.
What is the meaning of this wine?
They asked.
What is the meaning of this wine?
Usher Shalom told his friends, this is the blood of the mirror promise. The blood of the mirror promise. This the blood of the final lamb to die. The blood of the final lamb. Lamb that Abba bore told his son that the Maker would provide. This is the blood of the Lamb of Escape that Abba bore told his son the Maker would provide.
What is the meaning of this bread?
They asked.
What is the meaning of this bread?
Usher Shalom said, this is the bread of good news. This is the bread of good news. This is the bread of the good news. The Maker has fulfilled the mirror of promise, fulfilled the mirror of promise, and guaranteed your escape. The Maker has guaranteed your escape.
But why do we leave after this?
They ask.
But why do we leave after this?
And when we made the bread,
why do we lace in the bread?
No yeast in the bread. The bread of the good news. This is the bread of what the Maker said. This is the bread of what the Maker said. This is the bread of the Maker's living voice, his living voice. The yeast is the traditions, men. The yeast is the personal beliefs of men. Yeast is what a man would do if he was the Maker.
Yeast is a man will tell you the Maker said that the Maker
never said. The yeast is what men will tell you the Maker said
that the Maker
never said. The yeast is what men will tell you the Maker said
that the Maker
never said.
The yeast is what men will tell you the Maker said that the Maker never said.
Usher Shalom said, beware the yeast, beware the yeast, beware the yeast. There is great danger in the yeast, even the tiniest bit you choose will ruin the good news. Even the tiniest bit you choose will ruin the good news.
And then they asked him the meaning of the blood on the doorpost, the blood that was splashed left and right
on the wood around the door, just above the height of a man's shoulders.
And then they asked him the meaning of the blood on the doorpost, the blood that was splashed in the center of the doorpost above the head,
where it dripped upon the ground. When they asked Usher Shalom about the blood, he said,
when they asked Usher Shalom about the blood, he said,
when they asked Usher Shalom about the blood, he said, I will show you,
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 I will show you.
I will show you.